ready to order, or?
Yeah, what do you recommend?
We actually have a couple of great specials. I have an arugula salad with pear, ricotta, and pancetta. No. Okay, all right, I have a linguine with fresh tomato and calamari.
No.
I have a panini with chicken, roasted red peppers, and mozzarella.
No.
Grilled shrimp.
No.
Prosciutto.
No.
Clams with the
nope.
Ravioli with ricotta, basil, and sun-dried tomatoes.
Yes. Yes, I'll have that.
Okay.
And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I am Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there for listening. SeanGreenShow.com. Make sure you follow me on Facebook and Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. That was a clip from Kosher Porn, a love story. And the author of the book, Kosher Porn, Sarah Rosen, is on a Super Celebrity Hotline with us right now. Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing? Thanks for having me.
Oh, man. Thanks for joining the show. Now, first of all, the title of the book alone, Kosher Porn, and this can be found at Amazon UK, Barnes & Noble. First of all, why did you call it porn? Because I know the first time I saw the title of the book, I'm like, huh? Kosher porn. Okay, let me see. Why did you call it porn?
Well, the porn part of it is really a joke because, of course, it isn't porn at all. But the idea is that porn is what, you know, what one person thinks of as porn might not be what another person thinks of as porn. So for me, the joke was that my idea of porn is, a nice Jewish guy who's ready to commit. So that is just sort of a joke about that and what different people consider attractive.
Oh, wow. And what was the inspiration for the book? Because, people, I know if I was going to write a book, it takes me a while to come up with an actual idea to come up with, you know, this type of book. So what made you, you know, say, you know, I'm going to write about this?
Yeah, well, the book is based on this blog that I created about a year ago. It's called pornforjews.com.
Yes.
So the book itself was really based on that idea. It's a blog full of these memes that are kind of Jewish pickup lines with pictures of good-looking young Jews attached to them. So the idea for that really came about because it came from a few things. There was a study that came out that talked about how American Jews were assimilating more and identifying as Jewish less. And that really hit home for me because I'm Jewish and American, and I don't feel that way at all about my own Judaism. And it also came from my dating experiences and realizing that I was really into dating Jews.
Really? And now, with that, did you find dating challenging, you know, as far as finding that right guy? You know, or
yeah, dating is terrible.
So okay, I need some stories behind that.
Yeah, I really do think dating is really hard, and I don't know. I feel like I have a better sense than some other people do about what I like, but I don't think that really makes it easier. I think it's hard for everybody.
Yeah.
So I graduated from college and I moved to New York City and I started going on a lot of dates just as a way of meeting new people in the city and kind of getting in touch with my adult identity. And I started noticing this trend that I did really like Jews, which wasn't a total surprise because being Jewish has always been important to me.
Right.
But, you know, just because I was dating Jews did not mean that I was hitting it off with all of them. So that's
right. Because you might run into people that were, you know, they didn't really follow the faith like how you follow it, or they took bits and pieces that they liked out of the religion and used that, you know. I know with me, I'm not Jewish, obviously, but, you know, for me, when I date somebody and they say, hey, I'm Christian, I'm Baptist, or whatever, and some people, they'll pick out certain parts of the religion that they like, or they'll pick out certain parts and they'll say, okay, this is what I like about it, but the other stuff that's really important, they throw that to the wayside and say, okay, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna
play
that part. So I totally get that. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And even if you yeah, you can definitely sort of disagree about the religious parts of it or the cultural parts or whatever it is that you connect to it. If you disagree about that, then that might be kind of a deal breaker. But also, even with people, even if I, you know, met some guy who really agreed with me about all things Jewish, that does not mean that we would have chemistry or have anything to talk about. So it's hard in a couple of ways.
Right. Now, as far as the response to the book, I mean, have you gotten, I mean, I'm quite, I mean, it has rave reviews. You know, Huffington Post gave it good reviews, and other websites gave it good reviews. Have you had anybody approach you and say, you know what, I really don't agree with this book, or this book is total, you know, hogwash, or anything like that?
Not, thankfully, I haven't heard too much of that. but I definitely, you know, there have been a couple anti-Semitic comments that I've heard, which I think is pretty standard. If you're going to do anything Jewish, you're probably going to hear a little bit of anti-Semitic backlash. And I have, one thing that I have heard some of is some people are really turned off by the word porn, and they don't understand that it's a joke, and they think that it is porn in some way, which makes some people uncomfortable. But I think once people actually figure out what the joke is, I don't think that actually bothers them at all, and they see that it's part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't find the word porn to be, you know, offensive at all. It's all what you think it should be. And, you know, this is a really good book. The name of the book is Kosher Porn. Make sure you check that out. Author Sarah Rosen, pornforjews.com. You can find this book at Amazon UK, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Make sure you check this book out. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll be back right after this.